So we got to the bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara last two lines says Shomer Chinam Eino Nishba. So Shomer Chinam, if he's watching any of these objects, the karka, star, and whatnot, so he does not make a shvua. So Gemara asks the question: Reminhu Bnei Ha'ir Sheshalchu Es Shiklayan. So let's say the people of the city are sending a machzir to Shaka. They're sending it to the Beis Hamikdash to fund the karbanos. So V'nignavu Oshavdu, and along the way, the shkalim gets stolen or lost. So then who's responsible?
Yeah,
we saw this before. Where was the Masubis? On Ksubis, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, Ksubis. And he says Yuma. I thought Ksubis also. I think Ksubis has a similar Gemara. And also Masach Shkalim. That was a long time ago. So Im Mishinatarma Chuma. If once the Chuma was taken, meaning they all the funds were collected from the Beis Hamikdash, and then they started separating the Chuma to buy the Karbanos, then Nishbarn LeGizbarn. So now the Shliach has to make a Shvua to the Gizbar, that they didn't do anything wrong. Again, we're the Shliach bringing all the Machzor Shekel, all the Shkalim. Once the Chuma started to be used for the Karbanos of that year, after Aleph Nisan, they start using the new funds. So then they promised to the Gizbar, we did nothing wrong. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, the top of Nun Chesem Aleph. He says, that Nishban the Gizbar and Shalop Pashuben, they swear they didn't do anything wrong. Shein Bali Hadin, the Gizbar now are the Bali Din, because they're claiming the Gizbar wants the money for the Karbanos. The mechaven shetarmus alishcha. Since they started to use the money from the lishcha, ein achrayos aveda al habaylim el al hektish. Anything lost is no longer incumbent upon the one who sent it. It's now incumbent upon the hektish and the gizbar. Fine. So then the gemara says vim lav. If they didn't start using the new funds yet, so it's still in the collection period. So then im lav nishbarn levnei ha'ir. So then the shliach has to swear to the mishalach, to the bnei ha'ir, the people who sent the shkalim, that we did nothing wrong. And the Bnei Ha'ir shok l'nachem tachdem. Now the Bnei Ha'ir have to take out of pocket another shekel and send it back because they never fulfilled their obligation just yet. Then let's say nimtsu. Let's say they found the shkalim that were lost. O sheikh zirin ha'ganavim, or the robbers returned the shkalim back. Elu ve'elu shkalim him. Both the old ones that were now found and the new ones that they took, the second ones, will all have to be used for shkalim for that year. They paid double that year. Ve'ein olin lahem l'shana abba. They can't prepay for the next year's obligation. So this is what the Mishnah in Maseches Shkalim tells us. Okay, so what's the relevance from this? So you see from here, the law is that you take a Shvua on Hektish. This is Davar Shabbat Hektish. And we said in the Mishnah, Shomer Chinam, Eino Nishvan Hektish. So this is Hektish, and they're taking a Shvua. So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Hacha Benose Schar Asginan V'Nishvan Lital Schar. And we're talking about where the Shliach is hired. He was hired to take the shkalim. So he's taking a shvua, he wants his money. So he's taking a shvua not to exempt hektish, he's taking a shvua that he wants to get payment. He did whatever he did, and it was stolen, and it was lost, so he gets paid. So I said, wait a second. Ihachi, first of all, it should be nishbarn l'gizbarin l'vnei ha'ir mibarle. Who was the one who hired him? The bnei ha'ir hired him. So why would he ever take a shvua to the gizbar, that the gizbar would have to pay for the shlichas of the bnei ha'ir? The shvua is going to the mishalech, to the bnei ha'ir, that they have to swear. But the mishnah above said if they start taking chuma already, they are nishban l'gizbarn. The gizbarn have nothing to do with hiring him as a shliach. So Amar Rabba, Rabba explained, nishban l'vnei ha'ir b'maymad gizbarn. No, they make a shvua to the bnei ha'ir in the presence of the gizbarn. Why the presence of the gizbarn? So the Gemara says, ki heichi delo nachshedinu. So there's no chashad going on here. So the Bnei Ha'ir are saying, wait a second, you probably gave the money already to the Hekdesh, and nothing happened, and now you want to get paid, so you have to promise to us, we want to know in front of all the different parties that nothing, no funny business is going on here, so we want the Gizbarim to be here to make sure that they never received it, and we want the, we don't want the Gizbarim to be Choshed them. Right, who's Chashad here? Where's this Rashi? Rashi says, here we go, see Rashi? A nishban l'vnei ha'ir li tal schar, and you make a shvua to the bnei ha'ir uvimaimun ha'gizbarim in front of the gizbarim l'pnei shehefted al hektish. Since hektish is losing out here, right, because you don't need to pay, no one has to pay the case in this situation. If you send the money and they start taking truma, and then it gets lost, so then no one pays back anymore the hektish. Hektish is losing money out. So now the gizbarim are going to be upset that bnei ha'ir never paid the people from Woodmere, never paid their money yet. So therefore, when the shliach takes a shvua, it has to be in the presence of the gizbarim, so the gizbarim realizes, oh, That's why Woodmere never paid, because the shliach was robbed along the way.
They're concerned that the Bnei Ayir with the shliach are in cahoots and they steal the money. Is that what it is?
It could be that, or it could be maybe they are concerned that shliach himself just pocketed it. Not necessarily dealing with him, but we want the money. They need that. It's their responsibility as the gizbar to make sure every county and every town pays. So now he's making a shvua. So even though they don't have to make a shvua to the gizbar, he needs to make a shvua to the Bnei Ayir to get his money. He wants to get paid. He did everything he was supposed to, everything in his hand. Has to be in the presence of the gizbar, so they're not choshed Woodmere.
Right.
Now, vinami, alternatively, ki heyichi dilo likre lu poshim, in order that they don't call him poshim, that we don't want the, who is the poshim, that they call, we don't want the shliach doesn't want to be referred to as a posheya, so he wants to do the shvua in front of the, gizbar. So again, there's two concerns. The gizbar is concerned of the city being choshed them, they're not paying, and for the shliach as being a untrustworthy guy, so that's why I make a shvu in the context of the gizbar. But in Achanami, the shvu is being directed towards the Bnei Ayir, so that the Bnei Ayir pay him the schirs.
So in both cases, it's Nishba and Bnei Ayir, whether it's Mishini
exactly.
Truma or not.
Yeah, the question is whether it has to be in front of the gizbar or not.
One is in front, the other one he doesn't
exactly.
There's different reasons to be Nishba. Because one's Nishba Bnei Ayir to get schar, and isn't the other Nishba Bnei Ayir to be potter from having to pay? Because it was before they had, it was, the shliach would be chayiv to pay it since it wasn't yet collected, by it wasn't tarm yet.
Right, before they don't have to pay back, because, I'm saying afterwards they don't have to pay back.
Before they have to pay back, but he still has to get his schar.
Right.
Before, they have to pay back, but they don't have to pay back, the shliach has to pay back unless...
No, because there's no shvuah in Hektish. So you don't take a shvuah in Hektish ever. This is a shkam or hektish. So the only reason why for shvu in both cases is for him to get his schar back. He wants his schar. The guy was robbed along the way. He was mugged. So he wants his schar. Now it's not about exempting him from payment or not, because this is the world of hektish. Shvu doesn't, you don't have a shvu in hektish of paying or not paying. So I think in both cases, before or after the truma was taken, you take the shvu to get the schar.
Rabbi, before the shvua, the Bnei Ayir have to replenish the money.
Ein echanami that they replenish. Ein echanami. But he's off the hook. Regardless, he's off the hook, right. The Bnei Ayir.
Right.
But that's not why you take the shvua, I don't think. I think the shvua is to get the schiris, according to the Gemara.
The shvua is just so you get paid for his schar, for his...
yeah.
Is that what it is?
But nishpa, that's more said. Nishpa and litol schar, and they take a shvua in order to collect this schar. So the... they look at, just to be clear, look at Rashi, Hachav Benose Scharskinan. Says Rashi, 6 and 9 lines down. Kolomar, shvu zu lo liftar mitashumim hi. It's not to exempt the guy from paying. Delav shomer chinam nishba ala pshia. Velo nose schar misham gneva vaveda kimasisin. So shomer sach, if it is shomer chinam, he doesn't make a shvu on a poshea. And if it's nose schar, he doesn't pay gneva, like the Mishnah says here. Vishvu zu kidei litol schar nishba and jain bishusan vigovin schar min b'na'ir. It's only to accept their payment.
But if this wouldn't be Hekdesh, the Shomer Sachar has to be given Shvua that he was.
Exactly. If it wasn't Hekdesh, then he would have
to. The reason why he doesn't is because it's Hekdesh.
Exactly. So then the Gemara asks, V'ha nignevu oshav dukatani? V'shomer Sachar b'gneva v'veda chiv michayev. V'ha chanami. So the case is, if it's a Shomer Sachar being hired, we know Shomer Sachar is responsible if it gets stolen or lost. So he should dechayev to pay. What's going on here? How is he off the hook? Here too also, Nihid de Shlumi lo Mashalme. So even granted, he doesn't have to pay. In this case, you don't have to pay because we're talking about a case of Hektish. Hektish is potter from paying, but Agrayo Mio Lafsid, but he shouldn't get Tzchar. How is the guy getting paid for doing a terrible job? He's a Shomer Sacha to prevent any loss, to prevent any robbery, and it happened. So he shouldn't get Tzchar. So Amaraba, the answer we're very familiar with already several times, Nignevu means Belistin Muzion. When coming armed robbers, that's not considered a typical Gneva. That he's potter. Or of the minshatavu b'sfinasa b'yam, it's where the boat sank at the, and they're in the water. That's the case of aveda gneva. It's not a typical case. These types of gneva avedas, shomer sachar is taka patern, and he is able to take a shvua in order to collect his schar here. Okay, there's an interesting machlokas Rashi Tosos, but I think we're a little too involved to get back to it. But there's I'll just throw out the chakira based on the machlokas Rashi Tosos here. This whole discussion what the purpose of shkalim is the purpose of shkalim in order to help fund the karbanos, or the purpose of shkalim is that we each have to have a chelik in it. Lav dafka the fund, even though there's a fund, there's enough, there's plenty of surplus. If you and I want to have an equal chelik in the karban, we have to give a machzir shekel. This way, we have a chelik in it, but not because you need it for the fund necessarily. So it's about funding it or about having a chelik in it, and that's based on the machlokas Rashi Tosos here. They discuss this topic, but I don't want to get too involved now. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Hamani, now who authored this? It must be Rabbi Shimon Hi, Damar Kodshim, Shechai Bachuyusan, Yesh Lamona, V'nishbayin Aleim. See, Rabbi Shimon holds, if it's Kodshim, that you're Chai Bachuyusan, which means, let's say I have a hektish animal, and it gets lost, and I have to replace it, that's Chai Bachuyusan, then that's a situation where there is Ona, and you would take a shvua. So this is a case here. Since Shechai Bachriyuson, if the shkalim get lost along the way, the bnei ha'ir is chayiv, and the sheikh would be chayiv to replenish it. So then this would be an example where you would take a shvua on this. So that's why there is a shvua. Even though normally there is no shvua in hektesh, shkalim, since you're chayiv to replace it, if it gets lost, you would take a shvua on this particular case. So the Gemara says, okay, I understand how tinach, this all makes sense. Ad shlo nitzurma da chuma. I understand before the chuma was taken, it would make sense that you have to replace it if it gets lost. But mishenitzurma hachuma kachim shenichai bachrusa nitzurma. But once they started using the funds and my money never made its way over, I'm actually pater from that point. I'm not chai bachrusa. Titania, the Baisa says, tormin al ha'avid v'alagavoy v'alasid l'gavos. If let's say I sent money and it was lost along the way, or it was, what's gavoy? Rashi says, It was along the way. It was on getting. Oh, Dena Baderach was getting there, or Asid Lav Gavos means some onus happened according to Rashi. I never sent it, but I planned sending it. All these situations, if they haven't gotten there yet, I'm still included in the Chuma. I'm still considered a Shutaf in that carbon. So we see the cases, but I'm not chayiv to pay. So let's look at Rashi for some clarification here. So Rashi says, "Where's that line we want here?" Can't find that line here. I don't think that's the line I wanted, though. So either way, we'll do Al Avid. Let's look Al Avid. Al Avid says Rashi Al Avid Kishayu Memalin Shlosh Kupos Mikasev Alishcha. When you fill up there three different boxes in the base of Migdash, Vitruma Likach Mikasev Kupos Kar Karbanas Tzibur. It was used to fund the Tzibur. Tormino Son Amnashi Hu Shlosh Kupos Rosh Vitruma Lishiraim. Okay. Shu Osan Shavu Shkalm Hanisharan Belishka Zochin Vichuma Sakupos Lios Karbanos Gamalam Vitormino San Afal Misha Shalach Shiklov Avalo Veniadulo. A guy who sends it and it gets lost. Now I have no idea that it got lost along the way. I am still included in this carbon even though it wasn't collected. So you see, I'm not chayiv bachras. I'm not chayiv to replenish this. So then, why then would I be able to take a shvuah on something that got lost? Again, Rabbi Shimon holds, if it's the type of kachum which I'm responsible to replace, so then I could take a shvuah on it. But something that's not, I'm not responsible to replace, I don't take a shvuah. So this case here, apparently this braisa tells us that if it gets lost along the way, even though I never repay it, I still have a chelik in that carbon. I'm not chayiv to pay anymore. So this is a case where I'm not chayiv to pay, so how am I able to take a shvuah in the case where it gets lost? The Gemara says you're right. So Rabbi Shimon can't be the author of this Mishnah. El must be Amar Rabbi Lazar Shuozu Takanas Chachamim Hi Shelo Yehu Bnei Adam Mizalzlim BeHekteshos. You're right. There is no need for Hektesh in this case Midiraisa. It's simply a Takanas Chachamim that they didn't want people to be Mizalzel in Hektashos. Look at Rashi. Rashi says two Y lines down. El Amar Rabbi Lazar Liolam Shuozu Lipater Minat Hashlumim. He really is to exempt the guy from payment to Shomer Chinam. So Shliach takes a Shuwa to the Bnei Ha'ir that it was stolen. He takes a shvua to the gizbar, he was stolen. Why? But kashlam and nisan. Doesn't the Mishnah say there's no shvua in hektesh? How come he's taking a shvua in this case? Deraisa patulagami. On a deraisa level, it says rei ehu velo hektesh. You don't take a shvua in hektesh midiraisa. But this case, rabbanan he did tikkun lei shelo yizalzim behektesh bishmirasam. If the shmir is not the shomer, the shliach is not accountable, he doesn't need to take a shvua, so he'll take shkalim. He doesn't care if it gets lost, because what is the law? He's no loss in this case. He doesn't have to take a shvua. So therefore, the Chachamim imposed a shvua mid derabanan upon the shliach, so he's held accountable. So he knows if it gets lost, he's responsible to take a shvua. And that was the need. But you're right, in a chanami, in a deraisa level, we never take shvua on a hektish. Okay. So the Gemara now says, so there is the only gun to point out here, by the way, that there's a din of shkalim has a din of hektish even prior to it becoming chuma. When I send my shekel, is that hektish alone? Or only when you've done chuma? So it's clear from this case that prior to it getting to the truma, has a din of hekdesh. Rabbi Shimon held that it's a type of hekdesh, yechai bachruson, and you would take a shvua, even though it's hekdesh, but he called it hekdesh. This is called kudshim. So the moment you send shliya, a shkalim is a considered hekdesh. That's what he says. But they point out the Rambam holds, let's say shkalim are being sent to the Beis HaMikdash, and it gets stolen along the way, and they catch the ganav pays kefil. So we know kefil doesn't apply to hekdesh. So that implies when a shkalim are sent along the way, it does not have a din of hekdesh from the fact that the Rambam holds you pay kefil. So it seems that there's a machlokas here where the Rambam learns the Gemara. The Gemara seems to indicate that it is hekdesh beforehand. Rambam holds it's not hekdesh. Now it is very halach l'maisa because when it comes to doing shkalim on Erev Purim or in Tainus Esther, then you give the shkalim that minog. So they say be very, very careful. Don't say zu machzeh sheka because that could have a din of hekdesh then. And it gets into a lot of issues. You say, but they say, really, it's to take it too seriously, there's a concern that you're being maktishit. So you see that, according to that, it must be assuming that you can create shkalm hektish even prior to it becoming truma.
But Rambam would say, once they separate the truma, he would also agree he doesn't.
Exactly.
Only before.
Once it's separate truma, then va, they're going to be hektish. That's for sure. That's for sure. Okay. Let's go back to now. The Gemara says, two dots. No say schar inu mishalim. The person who's watching, who's hired to watch, doesn't pay on hektish. So Rami le Rav Yosef Barchama le Rabba. Tanan, the Mishnah tells us no say schar inu mishalim. Okay, that repeat of the Mishnah. Reminhi hasocher es apoel lishmor es apara. Guy is hired to watch a cow. Now it's not just any regular cow. Says Rashi, referring to the para aduma. So now we're in the world of hektish. Or he's hired lishmor es atinok to protect the child. And Rashi goes through this Gemara here that they protected the children so they shouldn't become tamei. They'd raise them in such a way they don't become Tameh in order that these individuals, these Kohanim, when they get older, they'll be the ones who could be involved in the Paraduma because they never became Tameh. So you're now a guard, your teacher, to ensure that these children stay Tahor. So that's also Davar Shiva Kedusha, Hekdesh. Or Yilishmar says Zeram to protect Zeram. What's Zeram referring to? So Rashi says here, look at Rashi on eight lines up. Tosa argues on this, but we're going to look at Rashi. Rashi says, Lishmar has Zeram. Sada hamivakaris a sada that's the first time growing. The zura la omer kodim la pesach shivim yom, and it started to grow for the purpose of the carbon omer 70 days prior to the pesach. So it was watched. There was shmira taking place to ensure that these grains grow properly to be used for carbon omer. So these are three examples of shmira, all in you in the world of kachim that you could use schar from hektesh to pay off these shomim. Okay. Now, the Gemara says further now, Se'enosin l'schar Shabbos. Now, you cannot pay these individuals on a schar Shabbos. If he's hired just for Shabbos to watch, you can't pay him schar Shabbos. You can't get schar on Shabbos. It's an isser. Why is it usser? For many reasons. The simple reason why you can't get paid for, let's say, being a group leader on Shabbos alone for 1 week is because he might write down the cheshbon here, Shem HaKasav. So you can't pay the guy for what he did on Shabbos alone. Lefikach, therefore, since he's not getting paid, ein achras Shabbos alav. If something happens to it, he's not responsible because he's not a shomer sachar on Shabbos. He's just a shomer chinam. So if a gneva of aveda happens on Shabbos, he's potter. Hayas schir Shabbos. Let's say he's hired for the entire week, or schir chodesh for the entire month, or schir shana for the entire year, or schir shavua for the entire shemitah 7-year cycle. Then no sin lo schar Shabbos. Then you can pay and through havlah pay for Shabbos as well. That's a heter for paying. You know, rabbis on Shabbos are paying group leaders or youth leaders on Shabbos because for all the work they do during the week, it's all through Havlah. It's absorbed within the weekday costs. So then, that he would be responsible for what happens on Shabbos. Lefikach, therefore, Achrayos Shabbos alav. If something happens on Shabbos, he would be viewed as a Shomer Sacha and responsible. Okay, so this is what the Raisa says. So what's the Kasha? My lav l'shalim is not referring to paying. So you see that he would pay if something happens, even though he's watching hektish, he's watching a paraduma, he's watching the children, he would pay, he would have to pay for something that happens. It would be mishalim adavar hektish. But we said in our Mishnah, no say schar, no mishalim. He doesn't pay on hektish because it says re'eyu v'lo hektish. How come this price says you would pay for something that happens on hektish as a shomer sachar? So Mar says, no, it's not referring to paying a nezek that happens. Lehafsid schar, referring to him collecting a schar. Meaning, if he's posheya, so then he doesn't collect the schar. That's the discussion here. Lehafsid scharo. Okay. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case. So Reisha, the Katani, Einach, Shabbos, Alav. The first case, the Reisha, if the guy was watching just on Shabbos alone. So since you can't pay him for Shabbos, so he's not a Shomer Sachar, he's just a Shomer Chinam on Shabbos. And if something happens to it, so then he's not responsible. Hachanami dilahafsid scharo. So then if we're interpreting this whole line of losing his schar or not, the guy should lose his schar then. He shouldn't get paid. There's a umisai schar. Sorry, there's no schar in Shabbos to talk of. If we're interpreting this line of achraos or inachraos means, does he lose his schar or not lose his schar? Inachraos means he's not responsible, means he gets his schar. But a guy who's hired just for Shabbos doesn't get schar. You can't get schar on Shabbos. So what schar are we talking about on Shabbos? So Gemara says, no. Amar la ishtik. He was quiet. Amar le, midi shmila chabaha. Did you hear any answers for this question here? So again, if you can't collect schar on Shabbos, so when we say ein achras, love on Shabbos means you don't lose a schar, I mean you get a schar, but there's no schar to speak of. So what's the answer? Amar le, hachi amarav, sheshes. Bishikano miyado, v'chein amar biyokhan, bishikano miyado. What does it mean, bishikano miyado? So look at Rashi, five lines from the bottom. Bishikano miyado, she'im yekalkel shmiraso, yishalim hov hada yishalim, sherei horid atmo lechach v'shibin nichasav. Situation where he did a kinin suda, he picked it up, the handkerchief, and said, I'm responsible for anything that happens to this. And that's the situation here. Now he's mishabed himself. If something bad happens, he mishabed to pay. So that's the situation here.
So the kinyan is just that he should be mishaber his nechasim to cover the hefsed.
Exactly. So even though we said normally that the shomer is pater from paying hektesh, when the guy's mishaber himself, said I'm willing to take that responsibility, he's a shiba nafshe, then he would be responsible to pay for anything on hektesh. That's the case we're talking about here. So if he's a shomer sachar working on hektesh, he's normally pater in hektesh. But in this case, he says, oh, I'm picking up this handkerchief, I'm responsible, I'm being mishabed myself, then he would be chayv to pay any nezek, even though it's hektesh.
And in Shabbos, he wouldn't.
Exactly. Shabbos, because since he's a shomer chinam, there's nothing to respond. Exactly. Now, there's a discussion here based on this Tosos here. Tosos says, why do you have to do a namira, rather, why do you do a maisa kinin to be shomer? He quotes a Gemara later on that tells us in Daf Tzayi Daled, when you articulate that you want to be a shmira, that's enough to be a shmira. I'm your shomer. That's enough. There's no need for a kinyan. Just appoint me. So how come in this case you need a kinyan? So the answer is obvious. I think he answers, V'yei shomer d'hacha d'pater. He says on the end of that Tosos, pater afil mishrua lo mishabe nafshe below kinyan. Here he's trying to exempt himself even from a shrua in this case. So therefore, he's not mishabe himself unless he has a kinyan. One second. Well, I thought I had the line before. Now I'm not getting it. I thought the simple answer was because simply since he's pater and hektish, in a general case of shmira, so an amir is enough. But shmira for hektish is no. There might be shmira, but there's no responsibility. So in order to add responsibility in the world of hektish, that's why you need a kinyan. I thought that's what Tosus was saying, but he's not saying that. He's giving another answer. Okay. Anyway, that's a kasha that Tosus asks among many of the other Rishonim, but how come in this case you require Maisa, while in general Shmira requires an Amira alone?
I think because he was bothered from Shomer Kingdom over there, the person did it without a kinyan.
Uh-huh.
But I think what distinction he's making is over there, he did it just to be b'chayiv himself. Here, it's not just the money, but it's also, there's an additional tour beyond that other case, drawing
uh-huh.
distinction from the other
case. Okay, so he's dealing with the case of Shomer Kingdom. Okay. Fine. Varnal says in the bottom of Chesamun Aleph, two dots. B'shimun Omer, Kachim, Shechai Be'achriyusun, Yesh Lamonah, B'shimun Chai Be'achriyusun, Ein Nem Lamonah. If it's a type of carbon that I need to replace if it gets lost, then there's a din of Onah. And if it's an animal, a carbon that I don't have to replace if it gets lost, then I'm potter from Onah. So Tani, Kami, Der B'Yitzchak. He taught this price in front of B'Yitzchak, Bar Abba, Kachim, Shechai Be'achriyusun, Chayiv. Shani karben b'ashem v'chichesh, v'sheinu chayiv b'achriyuson pater, shani karben b'amiso v'chichesh. What's going on here? So he's quoting a pasuk in the context of a person who lies and denies something. The pasuk says, v'nefesh ki sechto, when a person sinned, umala mal b'ashem, he denies, he rebels against Hashem, v'chichesh b'amiso, and he denies his friend, whether it be pikadon. So these are situations. So he's making a ziyuk, that again, if it says, if it's Chai Bachriuson, then I need to replace it. That's a din of Bahashem. It says Bahashem v'chichesh. Hashem, I'm being chichesh in Hashem. So that's a din where I have to be Chayiv, a Chayiv in Ono. But if it's a case that's not Chai Bachriuson, it's Pater, because I call it Ba'amiso v'chichesh. I call it, it's no obligation to Hashem anymore. Now this statement doesn't really make much sense at this point. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Amar Le Klapi Laya. What do you mean? Where do you find this from? How do you have such an interpretation? This doesn't make any sense. Ibcha mistaf. If you look in the top of Nun Chesam Beis, that the opposite completely makes more sense. Look at Rashi to explain what it really means. Ibcha mistavra. Kol hadvarim nir nehefech. What you just said seems to be the opposite. Meaning what? The she'enu chayiv b'chrisan. When there's no chiyuv to pay back if it gets lost. Da Hashem ninu. Tvei mishachai b'chrisan. If I'm not responsible anymore to pay, that's more Hashem's. If Hashem's item, then that's more Hashem if I'm not responsible. As opposed to if I am responsible, so then it should be b'miso, that's mine. Says Rashi, v'im basal chayiv b'shal gavoa. The protein Mishal Hedyot. If you wanted me v'chayv me to pay to the Gavoa and not and to pater me from a Hedyot, Ken Hayalo Lomar. It should have said, Kodshim Shechayv Bachriuson Pater. If it's saying I'm chayv on that I'm still shaykh to it, Bamiso, then Pater, Sheni Karbem Bamiso Vachichesh. So it should have been the opposite. Again, very confusing. And then Rashi says, V'sheinu chayv b'yichruson, if I'm not chayv in the Achrayos, then I'm chayv in another situation of Gavoa, where I'm not responsible to pay, I've lost my shaychus to it anymore. It's all to Hashem. If it gets lost, I'm not responsible. If I'm saying I'm chayim in that case, then I would say Shani Karben Bashem V'chichesh. It should have said that's called Hashem V'chichesh. So again, the less involvement I have, if I'm not chayim Bachrios, that's Bashem. If I am responsible, that would be Bamiso. That's what it should have really said. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amar Lai Ismay, which means take this price out. It shouldn't be part of the Mishnah. So remove it. Amrlei, so he says, lo, not, don't remove it. Hachi kamar. What the Brisa should say is as follows. Kodshim shechayiv b'achriyuson chayiv. So I'm chayiv in the achrayus for it. Then I'm chayiv this rabbe bu bim b'ashem v'chichesh. V'shein chayiv b'achriyuson pater d'amit mi b'amiso v'chichesh. So if it's I'm responsible to pay for, so then we're coming to include that. Look at Rashi for an explanation. Rashi says, hachi kamar. Hai shani korbei hen b'ashem v'chichesh. I'm referring to as Hashem, and I denied it. I denied the pikadon. Lo ma'asher b'ashem v'chichesh. Doesn't mean that's Hashem's. Lo b'amiso. U'lechayiv ha'mishim shen hektish. Ela hachi kamar. Kodshim shechayiv b'achriyuson chayiv karban shvua. Lefi shehein shal amiso. If I'm chayiv to replace the carbon, if it gets lost, I'm chayiv because it's amiso, because it's still shayach to me as a person. Vim basal apotiv, I'm coming to exempt me from paying it. Lefish hein shal hektish, because of the hektish, lahachi asa b'ashem v'chichesh l'rebuye afim yeshven tzad gavoa. What's going on here? This is a kachim, which is l'ashem, but it's also lehedio. It's also I have responsibility to pay for it. So which one is it? So it says, the Gemara, since it says b'ashem, there's sometimes there are karbonos that are l'ashem, b'ashem, that I'm responsible to pay. Not all hashems, not all kachim, only certain b'ashems, only certain ones. So the ones that still shaykh to amiso, that type of bashem, that type of kachin, that shaykh bamiso that I have to replenish if lost, that's where it's included in I'm chayv in a carbon shvua if I were to lie. But if it's she'enu chayv b'achriyuson pater, I'm not responsible to pay. I mean, there's no shaykhus to me. It's exclusively bashem. It's no longer amiso anymore. That's the situation. Since it's not amiso, then I'm pater. So again, just to make it clear in the pasuk now, the pasuk says, Mal mal b'ashem. If you take something b'ashem, a carbon Hashem, v'chichesh b'amiso, and you deny it, you deny having to owe it, you make a shvua denying it, so then you're chayv to pay a shvua. So it has to be something that's b'amiso, that's I have shaychus to, where I have to replenish it. But let's say there's also an element of kadshim to it. If it's a carbon, that's shaych to an amiso. So that's, Gemara says, b'ashem, there's some b'ashem, there's some kadshim that I would have to take a shvua on if it's shaykh to amiso as well, if I'm chayv b'achriyuson. But if it's not amiso at all, if it's not shaykh to me at all, if I'm not chayv b'achriyos, there's no amiso, then I'm completely potter from any types of kachim. So that's where the Reb Shimon gets this chiluk of chayv b'achriyuson, you're chayv in a shvua, but if you're not chayv b'achriyuson, if it's exclusively to Hashem and not shaykh to amiso at all, then you would be potter in the carbon shvua and anything else.
Yes, he's high. When he says chayv, it refers to Hashem goes alo.
Yeah. Hashem goes alo. Which line?
Because he's machish v'amiso.
Which line are you reading?
When it says achik yamar kachim shechayv v'achrisan chayv, here it means chayv le'avi Hashem goes alo.
Yeah, because this context is talking about the carbon Hashem, right? But I think the Rav Shimon uses this model of the carbon Hashem, so to all other chilukim of
everything else.
Tashlumim and Ona. Okay. Marnell says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afa Mocher Sefer Torah, Margilis Ubehema Ein Lehem Onav. A person sells a Sefer Torah, a precious pearl, or an animal. These two are also not subject to the halachas of Onav. So the Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afa Mocher Sefer Torah, Ein Lehem Onav. Because there's no value. You can't place a value on Sefer Torah. So there's no value. There's no market value. There's no onah. And behema margilis ein lemonah mipnei she'adam rotzu lezavgan. Also an animal and a jewel also has no, because the person wants to pair it up. So if I have an animal this size, for it to plow the field with a partner, it needs to be exactly the right size. Since what I need is so exact, it's custom made, if you will, so it's a higher price. So if I need a pearl to match the missing one, it has to be the right size, so it's custom made, if you will. So therefore, there's no onah, since I'm so needy in what I want. Amrulo, so they respond back to Rabbi Yehuda, Balo hakol adam rotze lizavgan. Everybody wants to mizavgan, everyone wants it. Why is this different than anybody else? It doesn't make it onah. Everyone needs to pair up their animals and pair up their... every object requires pairing. Lav dafka an animal, lav dafka a jewel. So Rabbi Yehuda, honey chashivale, honey lo chashivale. No, when it comes to an animal, when it comes to jewels, that has to be very precise. As opposed to other objects, if they're slightly off, you have two shoes that are slightly different size, that's not such a big deal. Animals working in the field, and the jewels looking the same, that's very precise. That's where Rabbi Yehuda responds. So ad kama, up until what? Ad kama what? So Rashi says, ad kama, where that line go? I thought there's a Rashi, okay. Yeah, ad kama lo havi onah, up until what? So what's the limit? Could I, if the animal costs $1,000 for the cow, could you sell it to me for $100,000? Is there ever a limit for how, there's never onah? Or no, there's a limit. It just means it's not the typical shear of onah. So amar amemar ad kidei demem, up until the price, which means rashi kaflaim, double. So you could sell it up until double the price if there's such a high demand. This guy wants this cow so badly to match it up, you could double the price for him. Tanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Omer, Afa Mocher Sus V'Sayef V'Chatitum B'Mochama. Selling a horse, selling a sword, selling Chatitum. What's Chatitum? Rashi says, Magena, a shield of some sort. These things for Mochama also ain't lemona, Mipnei She'esh Bem Chai Nefesh. Since there's a real need for them, you could take advantage. Sounds like you could take advantage of the consumer when there's a shortage of oil, so you could raise the prices. So when there's a shortage and there's a great need, so then you could raise the prices as well. There is no market value in that case. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now. I think we've all the onah stuff, the regular money stuff, is behind us, at least for the rest of the parak, I think. Now we move into another world of onah. The Mishnah tells us, Kishem she'onah b'mekach u'memkar kach onah b'divarim. Just like there's onah, there's defrauding a person when it comes to the world of money. There's also a problem of onah, giving a person pain with words. So lo yomar lo b'kama chavit zeh. So how much are you selling this object for? Ve'eno hu ein ro'ot l'kach. You really don't want to buy it. Can't walk into a store that's also gnevas das to protect give the impression that you are buying it if you really have no intention of buying it. You can't say that. That's an iser onas dvarim. Im haya baal tshuva. The guy did it. It's about tshuva. Lo yomar lo zachor b'isach. Remember what he used to do. Remember I used to go out on Shabbos. Remember the chilul Shabbos he used to do. Im hu ben gerim. If he's a son of gerim, his parents are gerim. Lo yomar lo zachor b'isach v'sach. Remember what your parents used to do. Shenemar v'ger lo so nevlo sichal tzenu. Don't afflict. Don't oppress. The ger. So these is what's called onas dvarm. Very good. Yochanan says Reish Lakish. You would know better because you're a ganav. Yeah. They must ask this question. I don't know. So the Gemara says now, Tanu Rabbanan, Lo sonu ish es amiso bonos dvarm. A person shouldn't afflict a person with onas dvarm. Hakasav is a bonos dvarm hakasav medaber. The pasuk is referring to onas dvarm. You think it's referring to words. Maybe it refers to defrauding. No, because Kishu Omer, when it says in the Pasuk, that Pasuk is referring to Onas Mamun. So, what's the Pasuk? So, must be Onas Dvarim. Okay, so what's an example of Onas Dvarim? Im haya bal tshuva al yomar lo zachar masecha rishonim. Im haya ben gerim al yomar lo zachar masecha vasecha. If he himself is a ger, he's coming to learn. Don't say to him, your mouth used to eat cheeseburgers and disgusting things, shrimp, whatnot. Now, that same mouth that's coming to use the learn Torah, that was heard from the mouth of Hashem himself, how could this peh be used to learn Torah? If he's being afflicted by various sorrows, if he's getting sicknesses, oh, he's bearing children. Al yomer lo kederach shamru lo chaver of Eov. Don't do what the friend of Eov said to him. Halo yirascha kisilcha. Isn't your fear your own fault? Tikvascha v'tom derachecha. Zachar na mihu naki of it. Does a naki person lose out? Meaning, if you're getting punished, you're getting punished for a reason. You deserve this, Eov. That's what they said to him. You deserve this, because if you were Yerushimayim, this wouldn't happen to you. Don't say those things. And by the way, as an aside, there's a part of this whole discussion of the Chaver of Eov. Here it sounds like the Chaver of Eov are the epitome of what Onas Dvarim is. They did the worst thing a person could do. He lost his family, he lost everything. They said, this is your fault, Eov. So the Gemara tells us in Tainus, but it's a little bit more elaborated on Bava Basra. The Gemara tells us in Tainus that, oh, Masusa, Harusa, right? Oh, Chavrusa Masusa, a person doesn't have a friend. That's why Choni Magel, he killed himself. He asked to take his life away because he fell asleep for 70 years. He grew up, he was lost. He said, this is me, I'm back, I'm Choni Magel, and they didn't trust him, and no one trusted him. He felt so lonely, he asked to die. So the Gemara says, Oh, Chavrusa Masusa. So the Gemara in Babas in the first paragraph also uses the statement in the context of friends of Eov. So they said, a person wants friends of Eov. If you don't have friends of Eov, it's Oh, Masusa, Chavrusa Masusa. The ideal friends are really Chaver of Eov. So how come the Gemara Babasa says that Eov's friends were the ideal Chaverov, but the Gemara and Bamsia say that these people are the ones who were Onas Dvarim? So that's a shiloh that some of the Acharim ask. Not here, it's on Tanakh they ask this, on Eov. Anyways. So the Gemara said, Im haya chamarim mevakshim tvua mimenu, if certain donkey riders were asking for some grain for the animal, lo yomar lehem, don't say to them, l'choyitza ploni shu mocher, go down the block, because Joe down the block, he mocher tvua, he sells it. But you know, Shalom Machabiyom, you know he never sold two in his life. That's Onas Dvarim. You're causing the guy to run around in circles on a wild goose chase. This is Onas Dvarim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Aflo Yitla Aina Val Mekach. Also, don't even look at a Mekach, Bishah Shein Lo Damim, if you have no money. Sherei Hadavar Masil Alev, Echol Davar Masil Alev, Nemar Bo Vyaschem Elokecha. If you know you can't buy something, don't go into the store and start looking at it if you know you really can't afford it. And even though you didn't say anything, there's no onas dvarim, there's what's called onas lev, it sounds like. Even in the heart, there's such a thing as causing an individual pain.
He doesn't even ask the price, he just looks at it.
Just looks at it.
Our Mishnah mentions that he asks for the price.
Yeah, exactly. This comes up. People have asked me before, are you allowed to go into a store and start looking? You know, you want to buy it online, but you want to look in the store, you want to see what it's like in person. Can you look at that? You have no intention of doing that. So I said, you can't do that. It's awesome. If you
Why
tell the person...
Buy the same thing, though?
No, but you're not buying from them.
From a merchant.
Oh, you're buying from the merchant. Yeah, the merchant.
But you're helping the store. People think, oh, look, it's a popular store.
I don't think so.
But I guess in the department store, it wouldn't be...
Department store might could be different.
If
could,
nobody's looking at what.
Right, could be. It's very calm. People come in and out. That's what it's done there.
You might buy something else.
The tension is very bad.
I hear that. But if you go to like a small store here in the Central Avenue, I say if you want to do that, I think the right thing to do is really tell them that you saw it online. You want to see what it's like in person. If they let you come in,
the store definitely wants you to come in.
Even though you don't plan on buying it.
Yeah, because you might buy something else.
A store that looks crowded brings in other customers.
Of course.
Okay, so I don't know. Okay, so maybe I'm wrong then.
There was a doctor in Brooklyn who used to. Bring her kids to play in the waiting room. If you did that,
you had a very, very, very busy room.
Yeah, I did that all the time.
Okay. So the Gemara says now, last four wide lines down. The Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Yochanan." Rabbi Yochanan says, "Bishim Rabbi Shimon Yochai Gadol Onas Dvarim Onas Mamon. Onas Dvarim is worse than Onas Mamon. Why? Shezeh Nemar Bo V'Yirascham Elokecha." In the context of Onas Dvarim, it says, Hashem, if you're Hashem, it needs greater chizik to such an aver because it's so bad. It doesn't say that when it comes to Onas Dvarim. Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Zeb, Beguf, of Zeb, Mamono. No, one's worse because it's the guf. The guys, the Dvarim are impacting him as a person. But then it's the guy's Mamon, and it's just his Mamon, not a big deal. He lost a couple of extra dollars. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Omer, Zeb, Nitain, Leishavon, Zeb, Lo Nitain, Leishavon. You could return back the money that was defrauded, but you can't return back what you ever said. So it says, look at Tosas, Dibra Maschel, Zeb Begufo, Zeb Mamono, V'hadar Minan, Meper Goz Abasra, and the Baba Kama, we saw this, Ha Goz El Chavero Shavapruta, Ki Ilu Goz El Nishmasov, you steal it, as if you took his goof away, Hainu Mishim De Pam Emiro, so we see Gzela, and also Onas Mamon, he's referring to, by the way, the assumption here is that Onas Mamon is a type of Gzela, that's a whole other discussion. Tosas, the fact that he connects to Gemara, his Onas Dvarim is a type of Gzela, which isn't so clear. But he's assuming this type of gzela. But we see that it is a din of ma. It's a din begufo. So it takes the guy's neshama away. So the Gemara says, "Depamim rav kaved ve'elam b'maliknos avayesh harbi b'niadam she'enam chaserim kokach." That's talking about a case where the guy has mamish nothing. The poor guy walking in the street with a dollar, and you take his dollar away, his zero money, you took his whole life away. That's where it's the gufo. But a regular case, stealing from a regular person, you didn't take his life away. So regular gzela is dafka b'mamon. Regular ona is b'mamon, not b'gufo. But there are instances where it can't even be goes on nishmasa. Then the Gemara says the last seven lines of the Gemara, Tani kamid Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, kol ha'mal ben p'nei chaver b'rabim, kilu shofech damim. Person who embarrasses somebody in public is as if he took away, as if he killed him. So this is the Tosos and Sota. It could be Tosos here on the next page, maybe also. It might be here as well, but Tosos and Sota certainly talks about this case of, is it Yag Vayavor? If it's really Shvichas Damim, so maybe that means a person should be willing to give up his life than to embarrass somebody in public. So that's a discussion that Tosos Rush talk about. So Amarle, shop your commerce. So he says, you said a very nice statement. That's very true. You know why? Because the chazina lay the azil sumka v'asi chavar, because all the red leaves, all the blood leaves, and he turns pale white. He removes the shvichas damim, all the dam leaves. So look at Tosas. Tosas says here, dazil sumka v'asi chivara, ma shemadim b'tchila. Doesn't he first blush and get red? Lefisha damim misasrim levroach. First the blood gathers together, blushes, and then it runs away. So it's shvichas damim. So that's how the Gemara and Tosas interpret what it means when a person gets embarrassed, the different shades his cheeks turn into. So Amrle, the Gemara says, Amrle, Abayli, Rav Dimi, B'ma Rava, B'mai Zihira. In the West, Rav Dimi went back and forth to Eretz Yisrael. We have many places, Kiyas, Rav Dimi. So Rav Dimi once returned back from Marava, from Eretz Yisrael, and he saw Abaye in the Bavel. So he says, B'mai Zihira, what are they doing, what are they so careful about in Marava? So Amrle, Bachvari, Ape, in terms of embarrassing, whitening a person's face, being Malbin Pnei Chavero. Damar Rabbi Chanina, Hakol Yardin LeGehenim. Everybody goes to the Gehenim. Chutz Mishlosha. Everybody goes to Gehenim except three people don't go. What is it? Hakol Sakadatak? Everyone goes to Gehenim? No. Ela Ema, Kol HaYardin LeGehenim Olin. Everybody goes down, comes back up. Chutz Mishlosha. She Yardin Vein Olin. There are three people who go down and never come up. And who are the three? Eluhain, Habali Shish Ish, Hamabim Pnei Chaver Barabim, Vamechana Shem Ral Chavero. And the last one, which is interesting, when calling a person by a nickname, Mechana Hainu Malbin. What do you mean? Calling a guy by a nickname is embarrassing. It says the Gemara, Af Agav the Doshbe Bishmei, even though this nickname has stuck on him. The terrible, I know a kid growing up in camp, someone gave him a terrible nickname, and to this day, when I see him, I don't see him often, when I see him, I have to need to hold back from using that nickname. It's stuck, Doshbe. So even though it's Dashbe, you're still a person who's Yardin Vein Olin with this.
But nickname only if it's bad. Yeah. I mean, if somebody has a nickname,
a good nickname, excellent.